අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස සාදු 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 It's the 12th January 1992. We will continue our Dhamma talk about the law of a cause and effect, purification by overcoming doubt. Yesterday, we explained how a meditator realizes cause and effect of bodily and mental phenomena. And also how he distinguished between mental process and physical process. When his concentration is good enough. There we explain, when you observe rising, falling movement of the abdomen, or when you observe lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing, movement of the foot. With the deep concentration, you can realize the dual process of a mental phenomena and physical phenomena. Observing deeply on rising and fall of the abdomen, you find rising movement and the mind that notes it. Falling movement and the mind that notes it. When the concentration is very, very deep, you are not aware of your abdominal form. You lost the sense of abdomen, and also you lost the sense of your bodily form. So, in the whole universe, what you are realizing is just natural process of arising movement and the mind that notes it. The same with falling, the natural process of falling movement and the mind that notes it. You do not find anything which is everlasting apart from this dual process of rising movement and the mind that notes it. Except for this dual process, you do not find anything through your experience. You are realizing the movement rises one after another, and then the mind notes it. The falling movement rises, and then you note it. In this way, at the moment you are observing rising movement and falling movement. What you are experiencing is the process of a rising movement and the process of a noting mind, the process of a falling movement and the process of a noting mind. Apart from this dual process of mentality and physicality, you do not find anything which is everlasting. So you can judge that there is no everlasting entity except for apart from mental phenomena and physical phenomena, which are arising and passing away from moment to moment. Then what you have is just a mental process and physical process which constitutes so-called a person, a being. Then again, when you see the rising movement, very tiny movements of a process, the process of a very tiny movement, broken movements, the movements rises one after another. You see there a movement arises, then very interesting process, immediately after its disappearance, another movement arises, and then it also very instantly passes away. Soon after its disappearance, another movement arises and passes away. In this way, many tiny broken movements are rising and passing away. Then you are the mind, the noting mind knows it and realize it as an impermanent. Then, when your concentration is deep enough, the noting mind is also realized as appearance and disappearance, one after another. When a movement arises, then the mind notes it, then that mind has disappeared. Then another movement arises, and then the mind notes it, and then it's disappeared. Then another movement arises, and then the mind notes it, and then it also disappears. In this way, you come to realize that the noting mind also as arising and passing away, ever changing, transient. Then, here, we do not take rising movement to be a person, a being, a nine or a you, a self or a soul, which we regard as the everlasting. And the mind that notes it also not identify with ourselves. We don't take it to be a person, a being, an I or a you, a self or soul, which we regard as the everlasting. Then we do not find any everlasting self or a person, a being among the rising movement and also the mind that notes it, among falling movements, and the mind that notes it. Then, as we have realized earlier, there is no everlasting entity beside this dual process of mental and physical phenomena. Then what we can judge? Every mental and physical process is subject to impermanence. So they are not everlasting entity, everlasting person or being, self or soul. So they are anatta. Anatta means egolessness, impersonal nature, no self. Then, is there any everlasting entity besides this dual process of mental and physical phenomena? Then through your experience you know that. Is there any everlasting entity besides this dual process of mental and physical phenomena? You find? No. Then there is no everlasting entity independent of mental and physical process too. And mental and physical process are also not everlasting entity, self or soul. Then in the two ways we come to judge. There's no so-called everlasting entity, which may be known as a person, being, self or soul, ego or atta. Then we come to realize here the third characteristic of the existence very clearly, that's anatta. There are three characteristics of the existence of mental and physical phenomena: anicca, impermanence, dukkha, suffering, or unsatisfactoriness. Anatta, impersonal nature, or egolessness, selflessness. And here, when we observe rise and fall of the abdomen or any mental physical process which is arising at the moment, we come to realize none of these mental and physical phenomena are permanent, so they are not everlasting self or soul, person or being. Then there is also no everlasting entity independent of this dual process, or apart from this dual process, or besides this dual process. Then there is a problem for some thinkers. If there is no everlasting entity or a person or being, self or soul, at the death of a person, what transmigrates to another existence? This is what some of the thinkers consider. If there is no everlasting entity, so-called a person, a being, a self, or a soul, then what transmigrates to another existence? If there's nothing to transmigrate to another existence, there will be no life after death. This is what some of the thinkers consider as a problem. But for the meditator, Buddhist meditator who practices Vipassana meditation and clearly sees the mental process and physical process arising in perceived way one after another from moment to moment, that is no problem. It's a very easy question to give the answer. This question usually arises among especially Westerners. Though some of our meditators have very clearly and deeply experienced the appearance and disappearance of mental and physical processes from moment to moment, they tend to find out where the everlasting entity is, which transmigrates to another existence. My last visit here, when our meditation retreat was over, and this is Virigaya Retreat Center, one of our meditators put the question, if there is no soul which is an everlasting entity, then what's the rebirthing? What's the rebirthing? Our wording is a rebirthing. I have been given this question a very good answer. At that moment, the questioner is nothing but Viviana, Miss Viviana. She asked this question. After years, after our retreat was over in Virigaya. Yes. Then, let us go on. Then, when you see, when you observe lifting movement, pushing movement, dropping movement, touching sensation, and pressing movement, when your concentration is deep enough, you see a series of rising movement, many broken movements from the very beginning of lifting to end of it. When you begin to realize it, you see a couple of broken movements, that later on when concentration becomes deeper and deeper, you see many tiny broken movements of lifting. So, today, when the Vivianna had the interview with me, he draws some drawing to demonstrate or to show how he has experienced the movement of a lifting. Many series of a lifting movement. He showed me very good drawing. But I think the everlasting entity will be still with her, even though he experienced it. Yes. When you see a series of a movement of a lifting or a series of a broken movement of a rising, falling, a series of a broken movement of a pushing, then you can see here one movement rises and then passes away. Does the physical process stop that there? One movement arises and passes away, then the physical process stop there or continue to arise? Another one arises and then passes away. Then another one arises and passes away. In this way, a series of broken movement of lifting is clearly very deeply realized. The same with noting mind. Sometimes some of meditators discover the intention among these movements. Lifting, intending, lifting one movement, intending, lifting another movement, intending, lifting another movement in this way. Some of the meditators discover the intention among these movements. But it's very, very difficult to find this intention among the movements. But they are there. Yeah, what I want to tell you is, what about mental process? When you note rising, falling, or rise, lifting, moving, dropping, only a single mental process knows the object, or a series of consciousness arises and passes away and knows the object. What's that? How could you say? A series of consciousness arising and passing away, or a single mental process arises and knows the object. How? How do you feel? How do you experience? Yes, some meditators see it, but some are not. Yes, the lifespan of, so to say, the mental process is 70 times swifter than the lifespan of physical process, according to Bodhisattva Dhamma.
Do you follow me? I'll repeat it. The lifespan of a mental process is 17 times swifter than that of a physical process. Then, at the moment, a physical movement arises and passes away. At that moment, 70 consciousness arising and passing away. Yes, some of the meditators see not that clearly. Then, here, what I want you to know is that none of a mental process or none of a consciousness stops after its appearance. It continues to arise one after another, arising and passing away one after another, moment to moment. You know that when you are aware of daily activities, you very carefully observe each activity with the intention. Then you note intention, then lifting, then you note intention, stretching, then you note intention, bringing the food, and so on. Then, did you note only one intention or many different intentions? Many different intentions.